Well, Nick Gubbins, thanks for joining us on Cool AM. An interesting, if truncated, day at Uxbridge. Middlesex 211-4. What's the feeling in the dressing room at the end of the day?
I think we would have taken that at the start of the day. It's not a usual Uxbridge pitch. Uxbridge is known for being very, very flat and kind of a batsman's paradise. But this one, there's been some grass left on it. And when the bowlers hit a good area and a good length, stuff does happen with the ball. But then if they get it wrong and over pitch or bowl short, there's runs to be had for the batsman. So in terms of the wicket, it's a very good cricket wicket. And as you can see at 200-4, the game's in the balance at the moment, and tomorrow morning is going to be absolutely key in determining this game.
Yeah, I mean, you talked about the fact that there's more grass on this one, and it seemed that there was quite a lot of bounce at certain points today.
Yeah, no, there was definitely some up and down as well. There was also some which kept low, and then some which rose from a good length. So that my dismissal probably cost me. There was a bit of bounce and playing away from my body. So in terms of my wicket, the bounce cost me. But yeah, there is some bounce out there if the bowlers dig it in. But then there's also opportunities to cut and pull as well. So yeah, it's a decent wicket, I think.
I mean, you must be fairly happy, though. I mean, 54 on debut last week and 59 again today. On the other hand, are you feeling maybe you left a bit out there?
There's mixed emotions, for sure. Obviously, 250s I'm happy with, but in terms of wanting to push on and progress, I'd like to have 100 so to my name. So, obviously, there's it's early days, but there's definitely mixed feelings at the moment. Last week I gave it away, which was frustrating, but this week it was a good ball, but perhaps I could have been tighter to my body. So definitely there's things to improve on to try and push on and get three figures next time.
I think you made a pretty good impression in the press tent, however. I think people felt that you were pretty compact most of the way.
Getting
a good stride in. There's a lot of classic orthodoxy about you, should we say?
I like to. What Andy Wagner, who's my coach, he was at Raleigh College with me and got me into Middlesex Youth setup. He's always worked with my game and never tried to make it too technical. He's just worked with what natural ability I have. So in terms of my game, it is natural. I try and keep my head down the pitch and go from there. Really, I think it's more about head than footwork personally. If my head's in a good position, my feet will then follow. So it's worked pretty well in my career so far. So I'll just keep trying to do that.
I mean, of course, you've just come back from uni, I believe. I'm not quite sure how far through
I got my uni marks back today.
All right.
So yeah, just before I went out to bat, I got my uni marks back, which was a nice.
Were they what you wanted?
They were a nice little booster just before I went out to bat today. So happy with everything there. I've got one more university now, so I'll finish that during the winter. I haven't got any exams next year, which means I'll be fully available for the season next year.
Uh-huh.
So,
what are you studying?
Geography, human geography. So it's all about globalization, urbanization, things like that. It's actually quite interesting, and I'm doing my dissertation on the Olympic legacy. So in between cricket,
stuff.
I need to try and go and collect some data on that and see what I can fit in.
You've turned up at a very opportune time, some might say, in that obviously Sam has progressed to test level and made his first test century and so therefore appears to be likely to be with England for a little while. And I guess there wasn't a natural opener to fill the void until you appeared. So this is a great opportunity for you, isn't it?
Yeah, well, cricket's all about taking opportunities, isn't it? So luckily I've had an okay start. And we're all obviously absolutely delighted for Robbo, who's done fantastically for England so far, and I wish him all the best come Wednesday. For me personally, any opportunity I can take to play first team cricket, I'm going to try and grab it with both hands, whether that be opening up or batting lower down the order or wherever it may be. I'm going to try and take the opportunity, and so far it's gone okay.
What have you learnt from your first three innings in the middle? What's the crunch thing that we've learnt so far?
Don't get in and get out. Pretty much, don't get to 50 and get out.
Don't do all the hard work.
Yeah,
think,
exactly.
Oh God.
And yeah, so at the moment, there's definitely things to improve on and things to learn. There always will be. Talking to all the older pros, that they're still learning the game. So at sprightly age of 20, I've got a lot of things to learn. So
absolutely.
I'll keep my mind open and keep chatting to some of the greats.
What's it like batting with Mala today?
Mala, he's obviously in fantastic touch. Batted superb last week, and again today he's shown what a quality player he is. So, you know, I've batted a bit with him. He's at my club, cricket club in London, Tellington, and I also batted with him quite a bit at Oxford because he opened up with
me,
and we got 200 run partnerships. So I've batted quite a lot with him. I know how he likes to go about it. He's quite aggressive and positive player. Plays nice and straight in the V. So another left hander. He spots things in my game and just gives me little hints every now and then. So, you know,
Does he talk to you much?
Yeah, just little things, just encouraging, spots things that I say, like, keep playing straight, things like that. You know, he's a good friend of mine, also a good person to bat with.
Excellent. Well, it looks a pretty interesting game moving forward.
Yeah,
here.
Absolutely.
A lot might depend on the first little while tomorrow.
Yeah. Tomorrow morning will be absolutely key in determining the outcome of this game, so we'll be right on it, and hopefully it can be a good one.
Excellent stuff.